Now, tonight, the final showdown in one of boxing's great matchups. Katie Taylor fights Puerto Rican Amanda Serrano at around 3:30 Irish time in Madison Square Garden in New York. It was the scene of their first matchup in 2022, which Katie Taylor won. She won again in November in Texas, and tonight she'll be hoping to make it three in a row. The 39-year-old is the pride of her native Bray in County Wicklow. And our reporter Aoife Hines spoke to locals in Bray about tonight's fight.
I think Katie has the experience and she's a very clever boxer. And I'd be very confident that she will have a good win tonight.
So you're from Bray yourself?
I am indeed, yeah.
And so is Katie?
Indeed, and I have the same name as her. Third time, it'll be hers. I don't particularly like boxing, but I think what Katie's done is just amazing for Ireland, for women and for boxing.
She's from Bray, and I saw her out walking her dogs one day. Couldn't believe the size of the dogs. Two. And two leads. And I think it's no wonder she had powerful arms.
I mean, they're the two best women's boxers in the world. Hands down, and definitely going to go to the last round.
It's going to be a very, very tough fight, and I hope this is her last fight. I hope she wins, and I hope she retires after this. I just think she's done so much. She's done everything. She can do no more.
Well, you wouldn't like her to go on till she's badly hurt or something like that, you know?
I think Katie will do brilliant. Not a bother to her. She's a legend in Bray, Katie is. She'll just be herself, get out and do her thing. You know, Katie.
Do you think she'll have any tactics? How do you think she's going to pull this win again?
Well, I'm not a boxer, so I can't comment. I just have seen her as being one of the greatest boxing athletes that Ireland has produced.
But I'm very proud of Katie for what she's done to Bray. She's an inspiration to every young woman in this country, and I'm very proud of her.
Some people in Bray there speaking to our reporter, Aoife Hines. Let's talk now to Eric Donovan, boxing analyst and former professional boxer. Eric, thank you very much for joining us. Katie has beaten Amanda Serrano twice before. How big a test is this one going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a very tough test, Peter. You know, when you beat somebody, it's always a very challenging thing to do it again, but she beat her twice, and that's going to be a lot of fuel and a lot of motivation for Amanda Serrano, you know, considering that she's going to be involved in a trilogy with Katie Taylor. And the worst thing to be involved in the trilogy is losing all three of them. So I think she's going to be really, really up for this tonight. And I just hope that Katie, at 39 years of age, has it in the tank to put in one last good enough performance to get the win done. I wouldn't say Katie's definitely, she's not at her best. Her best years are behind her. You know, there's nothing she can do about that. You know, you keep getting older, 39, loads of a huge career, many miles on the clock, a lot of taxing fights, a lot of tough fights. But I hope that she just is able to give one more big hurrah for all of us Irish, and we'd be very happy.
She has a lot of experience at 39, but also Amanda Serrano knows Katie Taylor very well, having fought her twice, and the fact that you know, they're going to know each other's styles very well. So how will Katie Taylor approach the fight, do you think?
Yeah, she'll approach it in the very same fashion. You know, she'll prepare the same way. Although I do, you know, I know her training regimes have changed a bit. You know, when you're getting older, it's not about training harder, it's about training smarter. So she has cut back a lot on the amount of rounds that she's sparring and stuff. But she would be training very effectively and cleverly. But she's going to obviously have plan A, B and C going into this fight. But do you know what happens, Peter? Sometimes you just get a box in the mouth in the early rounds and all the plans go out the window. And sometimes Katie Taylor gets involved in a tear-up, in a slugfest. And we've seen that from her time and time again. And she'll put her hearts in her mouths, because she'll go toe-to-toe and down into close quarters with Amanda Serrano. But that's not that wouldn't be a good idea, because Amanda Serrano is the more seasoned professional. She's the bigger puncher, and she carries a punch, you know. So I hope that Katie can box clever tonight and just stay on the back foot and win the rounds convincingly and comfortably.
Do you think we'll see her in a ring again after tonight?
I wouldn't be surprised if Katie Taylor comes out on top tonight. And either way, if she comes, I wouldn't be surprised if this was her last fight.
All right. OK, well, listen, Eric, thank you for speaking with us today. That's Eric Donovan, a boxing analyst and former professional boxer.